This year's economic growth figures are expected to be revised down again because of weaker than expected consumer demand. It's understood Treasury is now forecasting growth of just 2.25% for the financial year. It's already been revised down a number of times because of the impact of the Queensland floods and the Japanese earthquake. New figures from the European Union show inflation is rising at an alarming rate across the region. It's left analysts tipping a sharper rise in interest rates. The EU says inflation across the 17 countries jumped to 2.7% in March. That's the highest level in 18 months and well above the European Central Bank's target of 2%. The rise has mostly been driven by transport and housing costs. Inflation is also up in the United States, but no more than analysts were expecting. A new government report shows that the consumer price index increased 0.5% in March, but it says underlying inflation pressures remain contained. Food and gas prices accounted for almost 3/4 of the rise. And taking a look at the US markets now, the Dow and the Nasdaq both closed up. Back home, local shares finished the week in the red. The All Ords lost about 0.2%. And the Australian dollar is hovering above 105 US cents.